It's called Getting to Know You. It's a special segment on Education Eclipse that will help you get to know the folks behind all the research and scholarship. They are our rock stars. They are our agents of change.
Here on Education Eclipse, and it's a Getting to Know You, we're with Elias Whitefoot, who is an undergraduate in kinesiology, specifically athletic training. Elias, thanks for joining us. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from, and why did you choose WSU?
So I'm kind of from everywhere in Washington. I grew up in the Yakima Valley, and then I moved to Whidbey Island, and that's where I graduated high school from Oak Harbor High School. But in between, I lived in San Diego for a couple years, so I've kind of been up and down the West Coast. And then in regards to Washington State, I came here because I'm the fourth generation to be here, so there weren't a whole lot of options.
We know one option that you didn't have.
Yeah. If I wanted to stay in the Will, probably, right?
And consequently, we'll just add out there, Oak Harbor, your colors were what?
Purple and gold.
Oh, ouch. So you came to Washington State University, and we're all the better for it, I got to admit. You've been fantastic here in kinesiology. You've been one of our student ambassadors. You've been very involved, high achieving, and let me just keep stroking your ego, right? So why did you choose athletic training?
Well, number one, I just really enjoy the combination of sports and anatomy, physiology, biomechanics, that kind of stuff, where you see how an injury could happen, but then you also see it happen on the field, or you see different ways of thinking about things that you wouldn't normally just thinking about an athlete, say a concussion, for example. You see the protocol that people learn, you know. The behind-the-scenes stuff is kind of what I really enjoy. On top of that, athletic training is such a close-knit field where all my classmates are, you know, my best friends, and all of the people that I work for, you know, athletic trainers within the program, all are looking out for us and things like that. But on top of that, the teams in general, you know, care for you because you're the one looking out for them. It's a really big responsibility, but something I really enjoy.
So you don't get any knockdown, drag out fights over the best way to do to tape a knee or anything?
No knockdown, drag outs, just, you know, slapping every now and then. But really, it's something that athletic trainers are, even if you're for, you know, UW or WSU or whatever it is, if you're the athletic trainer, your whole job is the same thing. Athletic trainers shouldn't compete, you know, it should be the guys on the court, and that's something that is really cool about my program, and all the programs around Washington are really good about, you know, having a close-knit, you know, community and being able to send a Washington State University grad over to Kentucky or somewhere that someone knew someone and they worked with them and they're looking out for them. So that's a really, really big point for me.
Being hands-on, being really close to the action, I mean, you right now you have season tickets row two, right? Row two at Beasley Coliseum. Essentially, if row one are the players and the coaches, I mean, you're right behind them. Tell us a little bit about that job.
So, I mean, what more could you want? I grew up playing basketball. I love basketball. I actually played Josh Hawkinson in basketball when he was a junior. Oak Harbor won, by the way. I'm just going to throw that out there. We beat him in a last second buzzer beater kind of thing. So.
And he's playing D1 basketball. He's just going to throw that back out to you.
But, I mean, you know, we're better than him, and he knows it. But really, working behind the bench and everything is – it's so crazy seeing how much work the guys put in to get to that day. It's not even the game that really makes me feel the best. It's going to practice every day and seeing that, okay, this guy didn't have a great practice, but the next day he watched film and he comes out and does the exact thing what the coaches want. Or say he's injured or, you know, has a strain or sprain or something. And being able to go to treatment, get everything figured out, be healthy, and get ready for that game is way more exciting than the game itself. Don't get me wrong, the games are awesome, and it's so exciting, especially when Beasley was packed like it was on Wednesday. But I think it makes it so much better when you see the work that gets put into it at the same time.
Yeah, that was a packed game against Gonzaga. A lot of fans there, and of course, national television. You've been on national television for a basketball game then.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I'm the biggest deal, you know.
But, I mean, what is your title then?
Probably number one, student athletic trainer. But if they want to throw me into, like, a head coaching role, that'd be cool too, right?
You were passing out water. You're the water boy.
Yeah, that's my job on game day, which is kind of how athletic trainers get the rap that they just kind of do water. But that's the behind the scenes that maybe doesn't get appreciated, but I really enjoy actually the rehab side and the modalities part of athletic training as opposed to just water. But
it's okay. We've seen the movie, and as you recall, Adam Sandler became a football star. So, you know, you've played Hawkinson once. You could actually beat him out for a job here.
Yeah, I just got to grow like
12 feet.
6'7", 10 inches, something like that. I'll be all right.
You're tall, 6'1", 6'2".
On a good day, yeah.
Soaking wet, 6'2". Well, what do you want to do after this then? I mean, a lot of grads will use this to propel them to further education. Some want to get right out into the workforce. What's your plan?
So my plan is a great thing with our athletic training program is we are able to work in getting an endorsement in PE and health teaching with through Dr. Morgan and his classes that he goes. And so it's actually just a one-year June to June student teaching, master's in teaching internship that I've applied for. And so hopefully, you know, I can get into that and start an athletic training program at a high school and really make the roots of athletic training start not just at college or, you know, freshman level college intro class, but really start that with high schoolers, make sure they're interested in not even just athletic training, but a medical field, EMT, doctors, you know, orthopedic surgeons, something like that, to get the ball rolling earlier in life would be something that I want to do.
What do you do for fun?
So I like to play golf. I play golf a lot during the summer. Me and my grandpa play. I like to play golf. And then just being back home with my family, we play a lot of board games and we do a lot of stuff together. Basically, when I ever get to go back home, I just go to sporting events the whole time. My sister is in volleyball. My brother's in basketball. My youngest brother is in basketball and wrestling and everything else. So between that, we really just sit at home and then wait until the next game, which is probably a half hour away.
Athletic events, and so half hour away, that means you guys, of all the board games, you are not in a rousing six-hour Monopoly game. What's your board game of choice?
Oh, my board game of choice. So when I was younger, I used to play Candyland a lot. That's such a fun game, but nobody wanted to play with me because I would stack the deck. I'd always get, I don't know, her name was like Princess Gumdrop or something. She was kind of cool. She took you all the way to the front.
Who doesn't like Princess Gumdrop?
I have no idea. If you don't like Princess Gumdrop, you're a scrub. but now, whatever board game my family plays, Santa always gets us a new board game. We kind of play that, whatever it is. Sometimes they're strategy. Sometimes they're just funny, like Pictionary.
So if you get a master in teaching, do you want to stay in the field, though, and do research, anything like that?
Research-wise, something, you know, being so close with so many high school-level athletes would be something big about second impact syndrome would be something interesting to study. Obviously, you don't want that to happen. Second impact syndrome is essentially getting a concussion on top of a concussion that hasn't healed. And it only happens to people under 18 years old. And so, number one, making sure that athletes who have a concussion are completely cleared is something that's very stressed in our program. But focusing on a way to recognize and prevent concussions is probably the one thing that I would really want to study if I were to study anything in a high school setting.
Let's hit some favorites. Favorite movie?
Remember the Titans.
Favorite book?
Shoot.
We'll come back to that. Favorite food?
Favorite food. I love my Graham's biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah. I've put down a few portions of those in my day. Let's see. Favorite sports memory from here at WSU?
Oh, 2012 Apple Cup. I was front row, 50-yard line. I was probably like the third person to storm the field. I was actually probably three-quarters of the way onto the field when Tony was tackled at the 7-yard line. But that's one of my best memories at WSU, football-wise, yeah.
This is good to know because actually WSU police have been looking for that third person lately. So this is good for them to know that. So what about your worst memory, sports memory at WSU, not the 2015 Apple Cup?
Oh, man. These keep going back to my freshman year, but we played Gonzaga. The last time Gonzaga came here besides on Wednesday was my freshman year, and we took them all the way down. We came down and made a shot with probably 3 seconds left to go, and we went up by one, and next thing you know, Pangos comes down, or I think it was David Stockton or something, comes down and makes a layup, and we lost the game. That kind of sucked, but you know, at the same time, at least we were in the game with Gonzaga.
lost it at the very end. But you know what? As a fourth generation Coug, you've seen a lot of those over the years. Yeah. So appreciate you joining me. Oh, we got to get back to that last one, though. Favorite book.
I'll go with, it's the first one that's coming to my mind. I really enjoyed reading The Hobbit, which was kind of something I got assigned in ninth grade. But I was thinking about some of the riddles today that were in there. That's pretty cool.
Just randomly thinking of riddles.
Well, we were talking about riddles with Nick Galato, the athletic trainer for men's basketball, and I was thinking about some of those riddles that were in there. I couldn't remember them, though.
Who doesn't sit there, though, when guys are running up and down the court and you know, one say to the other, hey, you heard any good riddles lately?
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Elias Whitefoot, thank you so much. Getting to know you, appreciate it. Longtime Coug, excellent student. And we'll call you right now because you're on with me, the pride of the kinesiology program right now. How's that?
Yeah, for right now, we'll see.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Education Eclipse's special segment, Getting to Know You. Keep listening to all our new releases and all the old ones as well at edeclipse.com.